It felt like you being in a room full of people, you are being raped, and everybody's telling you, yeah, why are you screaming? Why are you showing us your hands in blood? Like, take it easy. It will be fine. It's nothing. And I do strongly believe that the invasion that happened right now was the result of that nobody was pushing Russia back. And the whole world was like watching to the other side. It's still incredibly painful because the world is learning the same lessons about Russia that we learned 8 years ago. Because for us, it's not something something new that we learned, right? We know it. We know that you cannot trust Russia at all. We know that every single agreement that you would have with them, they will break. We knew that Russians would attack. Nobody knew what to do. Like, you cannot learn in any university of the world how to be parent at war, doctor at war, teacher at war, MP at war, politician at war. Like, it's something that nobody will tell you how to act on. People came and we were so scared, and many of people were wearing already military uniforms because they were going to the war, to the front right from there. Some people were already ready to get evacuated, and for the 10 minutes of that we were inside the parliament, we were singing national anthem. We went to the police stations where the police was giving away guns, and this is when I got my machine gun. We learned that the propaganda can make people who used to call themselves our brothers animals without hearts, who would kill, destroy, and create the atrocities that make it impossible to go back. The legacy would be of us losing the next generation of children. You know, like, as a country that came from so much poverty and distress and war, we were all hoping that our children wouldn't have to go through that. Wouldn't. And we were all hoping that we will raise them spoiled and normal, and they will be building this new Ukraine. And right now we are robbed of that. Because we now have generation of children who have seen dead bodies at different ages, who know how to act during the air raid sirens, who know their blood type, who know that they are refugees and what refugees mean and in which countries it means different things, who have seen atrocities that they were not supposed to see, and who are robbed not only of the childhood, but we don't even imagine the trauma that they got and that they will have to deal with.